Imagine a world where your worth is determined by your bloodline and magical ability, where elves rule with unchallenged authority while humans serve as little more than breeding stock. This is the dark reality of the aspect of essence, where magic is both salvation and curse. In this realm of rigid hierarchies and forbidden connections, three characters navigate a treacherous landscape where nothing is as it seems, and where the boundaries between enemy and ally blur with devastating consequences. The world's foundation rests on a chilling power imbalance. Pure-blooded elves occupy the highest echelon, wielding mastery over eight elements of essence: force, telepathy, illusion, mending, rending, shielding, illumination, and portaling. Each possesses a personal well of magic that depletes with use and must be replenished through meditation under starlight. Yet these seemingly perfect beings harbor a devastating secret. They can no longer reproduce among themselves. Their solution? Systematic breeding with humans, creating a mixed blood population known as elven-blooded. These half-breeds possess limited magical abilities and face treatment as second-class citizens, relegated to military service at Centauria Academy, a floating fortress serving as both training ground and containment facility. Meanwhile, human realms, like Alianar, exist in feudal subservience, kept ignorant through magical coercion and controlled information. Beyond civilization's borders lurk the Wraith, initially presented as mindless monsters, but revealed to possess their own complex civilization hidden within a dormant volcano, wielding golden weapons specifically designed to counter elven magic. What would you sacrifice for freedom in a world that sees you as merely a vessel for power? Princess Serena, three-quarters elven, initially believes elves are benevolent guides rather than colonizers. Her royal jewelry unknowingly suppresses her developing powers. Her awakening begins when she learns she's destined for Centauria Academy as a soldier, not the elven courts. In a moment of anger, she tears off her jewelry, accidentally releasing her suppressed magic, the first step in her transformation. At Centauria, harsh truths emerge. Her half-sister, Ayla, mocks her naivety. She discovers her father sees her merely as breeding stock, and her beloved tutor, Jacin, was initially sent for the same purpose. Despite these revelations, Serena remains resilient. When Prince Vesrin subjects her class to excruciating trials to force their magic to manifest, she alone withstands each assault. Through sheer determination, she snaps into her rending ability, revealing a rare magical bond with the prince. Jacin, an elven-blooded mender with exceptional healing abilities, embodies systemic oppression. Treated as breeding stock, he's contractually bound to mate with elven females 16 times yearly. His handlers mark his body with ownership tattoos, and he uses stardust to black out during these encounters, leaving only memory fragments. Despite his trauma, Jacin maintains compassion, refusing freedom when offered for impregnating Serena. His research reveals elves have deliberately bred humans with shamanic powers for generations, a systematic eugenics program. Prince Vesrin is shaped by profound loss and royal duty. His dramatic entrance at Centauria, tossing three severed wraith heads before nobles, establishes him as a formidable warrior who despises court ceremonies. As an instructor, he unleashes shadow magic that overwhelms recruits, believing extreme pressure ensures survival. With Serena, he shows contradiction, breaking her finger while blocking her pain, demonstrating both cruelty and mercy. The loss of his brother through their shared magical bond left him emotionally hollow, explaining his fascination with his bond with Serena. Despite his arranged engagement to Serena's sister, Vesrin develops an unplanned attachment. The novel's most fascinating character may be Wraith leader Lycor, who shares a body with Aesar, their internal struggle mirroring the external conflicts between elves and humans. Lycor leads the Wraith from an ancient druid capital, preserved as if frozen in time. Under him, the Wraith population has grown fivefold, with Wraithlings born into relative safety. Yet he constantly battles Aesar's consciousness, which urges connection rather than isolation. The revelation that Lycor is an alter personality created through Aesar's trauma adds psychological depth. Lycor's lieutenant attempts to reach Aesar, suggesting he was originally an elf still present somewhere in there. This conflict climaxes during the attack on Centaria, when Lycor sees Vesrin wielding Aesar's twin glaives, triggering a magical compulsion: destroy him. Aesar finally seizes control, commanding retreat before stepping off a parapet, sacrificing himself to stop Lycor permanently and protect his brother Vesrin. This story explores bondage through its magical system. The mystical connection between Serena and Vesrin metaphorically represents emotional intimacy, allowing them to sense feelings without reading thoughts, creating both vulnerability and strength. When Serena withdraws, her emotions manifest as actual magical barriers that shimmer with hurt. Jacin's breeding contracts symbolize institutionalized exploitation, appearing as golden chains beneath his skin that tighten when he resists, mirroring how systemic oppression constrains rebels. When Vesrin declares, "You belong to yourself now," these chains shatter into light, powerfully depicting liberation. The shared consciousness of Lycor and Aesar examines bonds we form with different aspects of ourselves. Their condition, two minds in one body, illustrates how trauma can fragment identity while maintaining connection. Their internal struggle parallels external racial conflicts, suggesting the boundaries between self and other are more permeable than they appear. Elven society masquerades as benevolent while controlling humans through magical coercion and information manipulation. In regions like Elenar, humans live under feudal conditions with their resistance potential neutralized through magic and propaganda. The elven fertility crisis drives the central conflict. Unable to reproduce among themselves, elves maintain breeding programs using humans with specific magical ancestry, treating them merely as vessels for continuing their bloodlines. Centaria Academy embodies this oppression. Floating above human lands, it functions as both military academy and containment facility for powerful elven-blooded individuals. Here, magical potential is forcibly awakened through brutal methods justified by the supposed Wraith threat. The Wraiths offer a compelling counterpoint to elven society. Initially portrayed as mindless monsters, they actually possess a sophisticated civilization with technology specifically designed to counter elven magic. Their volcanic stronghold raises questions about their true nature and relationship to the elven-human conflict. As the story concludes, several threads remain unresolved. The Wraith emerge as complex beings, organized, intelligent, and mysteriously connected to elves. Questions about the elven fertility crisis persist, particularly whether it's truly a druid's curse to protect humans from exploitation. Political machinations hint at webs of alliances and betrayals yet to unfold. The emotional connections between characters create personal stakes, transcending the larger conflict. These evolving relationships may offer healing paths in a world fractured by centuries of oppression. In this richly textured world where magic both binds and liberates, the true test becomes not who wields the most power, but who can break cycles of exploitation and connect across boundaries. Ultimately, it is not the magic in our blood, but the bonds we forge that define who we truly are.